Hi, I'm Derek Carr, quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, here with a former quarterback of our beloved Oakland Raiders, Daryl LaMonica, here at your old stomping grounds. How's it feel to be back?
The Clovis High Cougars. I graduated in 1959, so it goes back a lot of years, Derek.
that's awesome. And we're here obviously for our camp, but most importantly, my favorite thing to do is here to represent the Raiders. As you know, we're always representing the Raiders. So just tell me a little bit about your experience with the Raiders and the fans and just how much it made you want to give back to them.
It was really special because I played 4 years with the Buffalo Bills and we won two championships there. As a backup behind Jack Kemp, I learned how to study and play the position a little bit. But I got my real start when Al Davis traded for me and I had a chance to come back home and be a starting Raider quarterback. And it was very special, and it still is. And I wear the silver and black, as you do in your heart, and it becomes a part of you. But to learn the winning ways that we did in my era was special because it was all about us and we. We won as a team. We played as a team. We didn't care if the defense won it, the offense won it, or special teams. We knew we were going to win, period. And that's what made the Raiders so special, and that's what makes them special today.
Absolutely. And, like you just said, getting back to that us and we and, changing that culture back to how it was, and that's something that we're working on now. With that said, what are some of the things, obviously this is going to be a selfish question, what are some of the things that made you successful and some of the things that you would pass on to maybe a younger Oakland Raider quarterback?
Well, I think number one is understanding the game of football. Al Davis was not only the owner but, our leader, but he understood the game of football. And he used to ask me after every game, what was the most important stat I had? And, a lot of them say, well, I had a touchdown, I had this, and he said, no INTs and no fumbles. Because teams, even today, the best turnover ratio, no interceptions, no fumbles, you win 93% of the time. It's a misconception. What Al Davis taught me is that you only want to make 8 or 9 big plays a game. Everyone thinks a quarterback, every pass we throw is going for a touchdown. You want to make those 8 or 9 plays, either touchdowns or field goals or a combination thereof. The rest of the time we're trying to use as much time off the clock as we possibly can, and then it's okay to punt the ball.
Yeah.
With a guy like Ray Guy and some of our great punters that we had that could kick it to the other end of the field and then start out, because all championships are won with defense. As quarterbacks, we like to say, no, we win it with the arm. No, you don't.
Right.
All champions. Look at all the teams that go to the playoff Super Bowls are all your best defensive teams.
Yeah.
We just try not to make those mistakes of giving up the ball with an interception or a fumble and stuff. And so my memories are really fun, as your memories will be.
Yep.
You'll find that it's all about us and we as a team. My job description of a quarterback is all my job is I'm reflecting my entire offensive coaching staff's thinking on down and distance in a game situation. But that's what we practice all week. But allows you, but with that, the entire coaches, now take all the players, the offensive line, the quarterback, the receivers, the running backs, let them have an input. If you played against somebody in college, says, I should beat this guy all the time on this particular play. Let's go get him again.
Yeah.
I can still do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you dictate by that. But then you come together. What you practice during the week is what you, so third and two. You don't have to play that come from the sidelines. You know exactly what you're going to do.
Right.
That's what we all talked about. We all agreed, the coaching staff, the players, boom, that brings you together. But what I really would like to see in practice is you practice full speed. Because you as a quarterback, all that pressure is coming at you. It's 1,001. If you've never been back there in a position, people have no idea how fast it is. You got one read, two reads, boom, then you got to get rid of it.
That's right.
And if you don't practice full speed, you'll never get your timing down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were able to do. And our defense came at us really hard in practice. And we hit in the morning, we hit in the afternoon. Derek, I went to camp July 10th.
Yeah.
Broke camp. First week in September. We had 2-a-days every day and we hit.
Yes,
and back then, buddy, we played for $30 a week per diem.
That's right.
And played 6 exhibition games.
Oh, man. Well, hey, there you have it. Daryl LaMonica himself, now one of my good friends who I've gotten to know greatly over the past couple of years. And I appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy.
Go Raiders.
Looking forward. You do great things for him, buddy.
Yes, sir.